And let's get over to Glenn, who's been very patient. Thank you, sir. Thank you for calling, and thank you for hanging in there.
Thank you for taking my call, Dr. Wright. I love your show. It's really good. I'm a 70-year-old male. I'm in good health. I just recently changed doctors because my doctor retired. My new doctor said, hey, you're in good health, but I want you to take pneumonia shots, one this year and the old one next year. And then my other issue is, maybe this Remind will help, but is I have a serious short-term memory loss.
Okay, sir. Couple of things. First, about the so-called vaccinations. Have you seen a book? And if you haven't, please try to see it before you decide, because it gives what is commonly called the other side of the story that is never, ever mentioned in medical school. I'm not kidding. I've asked medical students, have they heard about this material in this book? Oh, no, they didn't tell us. And doctors don't mention to it either. The book is by a Neil, N-E-I-L, middle initial Z, Miller, spelled as Miller usually is. And if you just put Neil Z. Miller into your search engine, and then the next thing, book, what'll come up is a paperback, so it's not all that expensive, that in which Mr. Miller, who is a very gifted science writer, he can take the most complicated medical article and turn it into plain English. I love it. Well, what he has done is taken 400, I am not kidding, articles that tell us the dark side of vaccinations. My least favorite study in there is one that shows that the more vaccinations that infants get in their first year or two, the more likely they are to be hospitalized or die. I'm not kidding. It's a study, and I know I yelled. Do doctors ever tell you that? No, but it's a study. In this book, each of those studies is discussed in one page only. You don't have to read the whole blinking thing. The high points, what did it say? And over here is the citation in case you're a researcher and you want to go to PubMed and find the study online. So please, before you decide about vaccinations, read Neil Z. Miller's vaccine book. I've forgotten the title, but you just put in Neil Z. Miller vaccine book and you'll find it, sir.
Please. Good, thank you.
Okay, now about the memory loss, several things can help with that. Yes, the Remind helps with that because it helps you build new brain cells and it gets rid of old inflamed ones. But there's many more things than that, sir. Some of them we can incorporate into our supplements or our diet. For example, omega-3 fatty acids are really good for the brain, no kidding. One can get them in fish oil. There's fish oils that are flavored for all our grandkids because they taste better and the grandkids will take them. And usually, if we're trying to work on memory, we want at least a couple teaspoons of fish oil a day. It's been shown to promote cognitive function. Many other things have, too. One of the ones that was quite the craze in the 80s and 90s, but we don't hear quite as much about it anymore, I should say the research craze, and it kept coming out the same way over and over, is that there's a hormone made by the posterior pituitary gland called vasopressin. You'll need to work with a physician on this because you got to get a prescription. I'm sorry, it's natural, but you got to get a prescription, and not too many pharmacies furnish it either. But this vasopressin
would
stuff...
would you repeat that, please?
Yes, V-A-S-O-P-R-E-S-S-I-N. And if you do get a prescription for it, you'll need to make sure it's the natural form, which is called arginine vasopressin, A-R-G-I, and then 9, N-I-N-E, arginine vasopressin. Now, what was so impressive about this stuff, sir, is that in some experiments, it was given to people before tests, and then the other people got a placebo. And guess what? The people who got it right before test did better on the test. It worked that fast than the people who got the placebo. But it also can be used over the long run in small quantities to help improve memory and cognition. But it's best known in conventional medicine as antidiuretic hormone, because what it helps the body to do is not urinate out too much water. It helps keep the water in balance. And that's what we're told. Oh, that's what vasopressin is. It's that hormone that helps keep the water in our systems. That's all it should be used for. But if you put online, put in vasopressin and memory and cognition into your search engine, wow, will you find some good information about vasopressin and memory. But what you will not find is a way to buy it. You have to have a prescription for this stuff and a doctor who knows what they're doing with it, because it is possible to overdose, which is probably why it's on prescription. Couple of other things, and I'll shut up because we have other people waiting. There are two materials that we really need for a healthy brain. One of them is called phospholipids, and the other one is called, it's phosphatidylcholine, which is a phospholipid, and the other one is called phosphatidylserine. You can find the phosphatidylcholine in lecithin. Now, that's in all the natural food stores, never hurt anybody, and it's a sort of a granular powder. It's the core thing if you want to make a smoothie. It's nutty, tastes nutty and oily, tastes good. You throw it in there, make a smoothie. And lecithin is very, very necessary for its phospholipid content, which helps us to rebuild brain cells. And so you get it in actually what looks like about the size of a coffee can and a scoop, and just put it in your smoothie, or you can put it in your mouth and swallow it. I like the flavor, so I do that. Other people don't like the flavor as much, but it's nutty and oily. And then there's one that comes in much smaller containers in health food stores, because we really don't need so much of it. It's a specialized phospholipid called phosphatidylserine. That's S-E-R-I-N-E. And then phosphatidyl. Serine. And that comes with a small scoop, which is the right size, and you use a small scoop of that. Now, with all those things, sir, omega-3 fatty acids, phosphatidylcholine in the lecithin, phosphatidylserine, seeing if you can work with a doctor skilled in natural medicine with the vasopressin, which, again, many, many studies shows it helps cognition and memory, and then possibly using the Remind to grow yourself new brain cells, I bet you'd get somewhere.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. And most physicians who do this know about most of this stuff, so please do check.
Okay.